Yeah, so two things. One is I'm relating back to what we've heard from the CFO and the National Management Leadership Team for several months, which is that we have to seek immediately some additional revenue above and beyond what we have. The money is not there to pay for the audit, which we have to pay for so we can get the audit done so we can start the next audit. This is above and beyond any other questions. It's a way that we can raise some money. The point of the loans is that you're getting a little seed money to do a fundraising mailing that will produce some income, which can pay off the loans and then some, and the then some will cover, hopefully, some of these immediately urgent, pressing costs above and beyond any of the questions about balancing the books or making the stations viable again that we have to get done in the next few weeks, hopefully. So that's the purpose. It's not just about good intentions. It's about putting our shoulders to the wheel. And none of us is comfortable raising money. I've sent out to the PNB and to my LSB many seminars and webinars and resources about how to go about doing it. And we just have to try to do it. And I think a directive from the PNB to the local station boards, which are committees of the PNB, would serve that purpose. Thank you.
Barbara for the stack.
Okay, I've got you, Barbara, but you're after me. You know, first of all, I want to say that I think this is a very concrete purpose for a loan. It's to pay for a direct mail campaign. We have a proven track record on national direct mail campaigns. We know what the rate of return is. We know that they pay for themselves and then some, which means there's a solid basis for repaying a loan if we can find someone generous enough to give us a no-interest loan. I think it's perfectly good business sense. We don't just have a cash flow problem. We have a capitalization problem, and this would start to address that. You know, the second thing I want to say in reference to the loan that our Paul talked about, that no interest loan pulled our asses out of the fire because of decisions by a previous, well, actions and inactions by a previous administration at Pacifica. We had not deposited taxes with the IRS. The IRS had the legal right to collect those from any individual board member, officer, or employee with the power to cut the check in the foundation. And what that loan did was took us out of that situation and switched us from owing money to the IRS to owing money to a donor who cares about the well-being of the foundation and decided down the line to turn that loan into a gift. I think that was an absolute win for the foundation. And that donor was of incredible use to us. I don't know why you would ever cite that as an example of why you shouldn't ask for loans in the future from donors. I'm not hopeful that we'll get a lot, but I think there's no reason to not ask people to look around.
Barbara.
Well, I totally agree with Brian. That was part of the point I wanted to make, too. It's the request for a no-interest loan is for a specific thing that he was just describing, and we do know that we could pay it back from there. But another thing I was going to say, it doesn't command that every member of every LSB go out and try to find a wealthy person to hit up. And I don't think we should spend a lot of time adding more words, but it means where possible, if you know of someone, you know, give it some thought. If you know somebody that would willingly do such a thing, then pass that information on.
President Stack.
As seeking, not finding.
Right.
Our Paul Stack.
Okay, I heard our Paul, I heard Joseph, and we are past time, so hopefully we can close the stack there. I don't want to cut anyone off. Go ahead, our Paul.
Yeah, my point was not regarding, you know, how it worked out. We were lucky. My point is burning major donors. My point was our track record of paying. If you look at the original way that was presented, it had to be paid off, and it was never going to get paid off. Other loans in the past have given us problems. 8 years ago, we almost had a loan that would have sunk us by now. So I think we have to be very, very careful of, one, any loans, and two, really annoying the major donors, because if other major donors see you borrowing from somebody and not paying them back, you may have a problem getting anything from them at all. That's all.
Okay, Joseph.
The reason I asked Sam at the beginning about the accounts was not that I was so much worried about that we could touch them, but rather that had he actually finished this very task that we just started heard about a long time ago. And we talk about managers examining their staff and seeing if they have any efficiency they can improve, or even investigating advertisers, that we're not looking at these other things. We need to have good business practices to make sure that our CFO is completing the things that he said he's going to do. We need to see that our GMs are running their stations efficiently. And if we're not on top of those things, going out and asking people for loans over and over and over again is just, I think it's disingenuous to them, because I think they really count on the fact they want us, if they're going to give us money, they expect us to treat it with a great deal of care. And that's my objection to this. Thank you.
Can I quickly respond to this?
Quickly, Sam, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm sensing a lot of mistrust, the station managers or the team is kind of hiding anything. And so CFO can turn into some miracle by looking into the books or by looking into the bank accounts that some money can be figured out. And this is, the heart of the problem. I have reasonably looked at all the statements and looked at the financial numbers and everything, and in good faith, I can say that there's no surplus money. So we are kind of trying to reinvent the wheel here when there's no such thing. That's the problem that I'm running into, and that's the reason why I'm explaining that's a non-issue. By having access does not mean that we can create some money.
Adriana?
Oh, yeah. Folks, we're not even on the topic of the motion anymore. Do we really need to go through another round of debate? I'm going to ask for a formal motion to extend time if we want to go further on the stack.
Will you take a motion to call a question?
Well, we're going to a vote if there's no motion to extend. Sorry, Adriana, you broke up. What were you saying?
Before the time is over, I asked for the floor. Everybody can say whatever they want.
Time was over 5 minutes ago. Do you have a motion to extend?
Yes.
For how long? How long?
Five minutes.
5 minutes. The motion is from Kasanov to extend on this for 5 minutes. Is there any objection?
To extending, yes.
Okay, there's an objection to extending our poll. Can you call the roll?
Okay. The motion is to extend the time by 5 minutes. Sam Agarwal.
No.
Fred Blair.
No.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
No.
R. Paul Martin? No. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
No.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
No.
5-4-6 against, 0 abstention.
Extension fails. We'll go directly to a vote on the motion. R. Paul, can you read it before you call the roll?
Okay, let me go back where it is. All right. And the motion is... that the NFC recommend that the PNB direct all local station boards and board members to immediately undertake fundraising efforts as follows. 2, seeking people who might provide no-interest loans to the foundation to finance a fundraising mailing by the national office. Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Joseph Davis.
No.
Brian Edwards Tekert.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Eileen Rosen.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
Okay, 7-4, 3 against, 1 abstention.
Motion carries, and we are done with the item. The next item on our agenda is a review of 7-month financial results, which we have agendized for 60 minutes, which we do not have that much time remaining before the adjournment time. Also further down the agenda is setting up a special meeting schedule, or scheduling a special meeting between now and the one we have scheduled for a month from now. I think maybe we should make sure we get to that before the clock runs out in us. Does anyone object to taking up item 5, special meeting, out of order?
Hold on. So this is a motion from you to take up item 5.
Now.
Special meeting schedule. Immediately, right?
Mm-hmm. Does anyone object? Okay, hearing none, that's what we're doing. So what we have been doing at the CFO's request is devoting every other meeting as a special review of one station's finances. At this point, we've been through KPFA, KPFK, and KPFT. Now, during his report, the CFO separately proposed that we have special meetings devoted to fundraising ideas. The meeting 2 weeks from now would be July 5th. I'll just have to check KPFTX.
Governance.
Are members of this committee on the governance committee?
Yep.
Okay. So Wednesday, July 6th looks open then. So the question I'd like to open up is, do we take up a unit? If so, which one? Or would you prefer to talk fundraising on Wednesday, July 6th?
Yes.
Fundraising.
Okay. We'll do a stack. I heard Michael. Who else?
I mean.
Serene.
Michael, Eileen, Serene, and Sam. Go ahead, Michael.
I think if we do either a WPFW or WDAI, we should have management of those stations on the call.
Okay, Eileen?
I just wanted to put my word in for fundraising. I think we know enough about WPFW's finances at this point.
Serene?
Fundraising.
Sam?
Fundraising.
Anyone else to stack?
Well, I had said my name, but I agree with fundraising.
Okay, unless there's a silent majority, I'm hearing what sounds like a consensus that we'd rather have a fundraising discussion than drill down on one of the remaining stations' finances. So the proposal would be to schedule a special meeting of the National Finance Committee devoted exclusively to fundraising on Wednesday, July 6th, beginning at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Is there any objection to that?
Let me make sure I've got this. One second. Motion I have is to schedule a special meeting of the NFC devoted exclusively to fundraising on July 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Could we? That's that. I would like to be on stack for this to ask a question.
Sure. Go ahead. What's your question now, Paul?
My question is, do we need to focus this a little more, or will it just be on generally fundraising and anything, or...
I think we definitely do. I was hoping we could discuss that after we, if we vote the motion up.
Oh, okay. So if we vote on it, we'll focus it more. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure out tasks between now and the next meeting to make sure we have a structure. Sorry, who was that?
I was rumbling off-air fundraising.
Right. All right. Is there any objection to the motion? So hearing no objection, we now have a meeting scheduled for Wednesday, July 5th to discuss fundraising. Now, all of those of you who piped up in favor of having a meeting about fundraising...
That's July 6th.
July 6th. Thank you for the correction. Starting with you, Sam, how would you propose we structure it? What data should we gather before the meeting?
Actually, first of all, it will be very important to discuss some of the ideas because we know that say, whenever we discuss underwriting, it goes nowhere. Although I'm in support of limited underwriting, yet I sense the feeling that, say, probably it's a controversial issue. So there's no point in wasting the committee's time on discussing something that is not going to go anywhere. So let's pick up some topics, some ideas that say we can definitely explore on. One of the ideas that I would recommend would be PRA operations, because that is becoming going to become, I'll say, a very difficult issue very quickly. So my
you
proposal...
You mean fundraising for PRA operations?
Yeah, so my proposal would be how to explore different strategies or different alternatives, how we can make PRA operations to be self-sufficient. We can look into those, and we can explore that, and then we can assign this task to some task force or a PNB committee. So we can at least come up with a concrete idea which can be implemented. This would be my thought process. I can send a few other examples of this kind, which can be discussed and can be expanded on.
Okay. You know, one thing that would be helpful to have from you, Sam, is if you have in your records a history from previous national office mailings showing what the expense was up front and what the income was over the duration of the mailing.
Yeah, so that is another good idea. That's because we are not having a good mail drive or good income generated, so that could be also taken up very quickly. And again, it's a kind of a moving target, how much time we want to spend or how much coverage there would be. So we can throw in a budget, and then we can take it from there. At least the return would be maybe two or three times than the amount invested.
Oh, okay, but I wasn't asking about a budget. I was asking about a history. Previous national fund drives, if you have any records in your office.
It may be difficult to correlate because we don't have a direct connection. The expenditure may have been made a long time before the money came in. And
so, Sam, I'm not asking you to answer now. I'm asking you to look and see if there's anything.
Okay.
Usually people who run direct mail campaigns keep spreadsheets showing what the fulfillment was, what the net was.
Let me take a look if I can find something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other information that members of the committee would find useful to have assembled before the next meeting?
Yeah, maybe the Adriana. Well.
Yeah, go ahead, Adriana.
No, let Serinda didn't talk. I will talk up to her.
Serene?
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know if we're going to get to Joseph's motion, but it would be good to have that information available for that meeting about advertising and its benefits so far.
Okay. I don't think we've ever done national advertising, to my knowledge. But maybe treasurers can ask your local management if there's any history or records on local advertising initiatives. Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, that's what I was saying. I mean, the idea is the same. I mean, we keep going. We are accepting. We are talking about underwriting that nobody authorized. And we have some other methods that we should use. We have a motion from Joseph David since I don't know when, and we never really talk about those issues. You know, it's easy to keep talking about the same, but I believe that we should, that is a good option, and we should discuss those kind of situations, how we advertise the whole foundation.
Okay, any other records or information that committee members would find helpful to have gathered before the meeting?
I just want to make a quick comment, if you have a minute.
Yes, Sam?
Okay. So I've heard that, say, crowdsource funding could also be a good option for specific projects, a specific item. I think KPFA had a good response when they opened it up for the transmission. I think something got bad.
Antenna.
So this option we can also try with something keeping in mind, and that would be that can be advertised on the radio stations, so there would be a kind of a bigger response, and that could be a quick money.
Arpal?
Yeah. Can I request, since we've just heard this, can I request that the CFO check in on the mailing list periodically? And because I think I'm vaguely remembering something regarding BAI, but it was a long time ago and may not be relevant due to age. But maybe we can come up with some other things that might be helpful over the next few days rather than the next 10 minutes.
Sure. I'll keep an eye on it, and I'll work with Raul on structuring an agenda that'll hopefully make for a useful conversation. And maybe we can put our heads together about whether there are any staff in the foundation with particular expertise on fundraising who we might want to invite onto the call as well, or a portion of the call. We are at the agendized adjournment time for today. Unless there's a motion to extend, that's us knocking off.
I would like us to extend. I'm trying to get back to the agenda. 30 minutes.
For 30 minutes to do the financial statement review?
Yes.
Is there any objection to extending 30 minutes?
Yes. I couldn't stay on that long.
Okay. Eileen Rosen objects. Paul, can you call the roll on the extension?
Okay. The motion is to extend the time for the meeting by 30 minutes. Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
No.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Eileen Rosen.
No.
Barbara Wipperman.
Abstain.
4-4, 2 against, 4 abstentions.
Well, that is 2/3, so we're now extended. And thank you, Serene, for not doing that as a series of 3-minute extensions. So we'll move on to a review of... So that has us extend until 33 minutes past by my clock. We'll move on to a review of the May income statement, which is 12 months of the fiscal year. Let me make sure I've got the right document up. So in aggregate, This is showing a net loss of $294,721, which is probably worse than it sounds, because that is a time period that ends in a fund drive month everywhere in the network. By unit, KPFA's budget is, KPFA's performance is negative 64,000 net. That is, I looked it up before the meeting, 53,000 worse than budget. KPFK's net is 106 in the positive. KPFT is 22,000 in the negative. WBAI is 374 in the negative. WPFW is 244 in the negative. The national office is $316,000 in the positive. But of course, that's fictional. Most of that surplus is IOUs. And the Pacifica Radio Archive is 13 in the negative. And again, this is on an accrual basis. So that's 13 in the negative, assuming all the stations were completely paid up on their central services to the archive. Their cash position is much worse than that, because many stations are in arrears. So, I guess we'll take a stack on questions and discussion.
Our poll.
Okay, I heard our Paul. I heard Adriana. Anyone else? Go ahead, our Paul.
Okay. Well, we're almost $300,000 in the red there, and I asked before regarding some detail in this, which I think the CFO said he could get to now, and so I would hope that the CFO would give us, you know, some more detail on that. And, you know, it also whatever the details are, we're going to be six figures in the red one way or another. And I don't think mailings from the national office will fix that. And, again, I think we need to look at what's being broadcast on the air and try to figure out what we could put on the air that will get significantly more listeners who will then be able to donate. But I do want to hear from the CFO regarding any more detail he can give us on where the stations are, because I would like to know if it's like 50% of the fund drive money has come in, or only 10%. If it's only 10%, this isn't that bad. If it's 75%, it's really bad. So I would like to hear some stuff on that.
So when you say detail, you're speaking about fulfillment, R. Paul?
Well, yes. I would like to know, you know, if a station, yeah, fulfillment basically. If a station had a $100,000 goal and they met their goal, have they gotten $50,000 out of that yet, or have they only gotten $10,000 out of that yet? Yeah, that's what I want, fulfillment.
Well, I'll let Sam answer, but I think there's two benchmarks that might be useful to you, R. Paul. So one is the budgets, which use a model from the national office to project what the fulfillment curve should look like for a fund drive. So if you compare the month-by-month listener support, you can see if it's off that model. And the other is the prior year's numbers, which are embedded in the spreadsheet for the same month, because the fund drives happen on almost exactly the same schedule every year. But, Sam?
Yeah, so the best information that I can provide is the fund drive details that I've received from different stations. Now, I have information from all the stations because it was done in May, and they have compiled the numbers, and most of the money has been received. So that would be the most authentic information I can provide.
But received and booked in May, Sam, or are you talking about as of now?
That is not, say, I cannot determine that because the money comes in different chunks. And most of it may have come in May, and some may be still trickling in. And that would be definitely booked in June because it's on a cash basis. So that would be the most authentic information. But let me make a statement here. My practice, since I have joined Pacifica, my practice has been to be open book. I don't hide any information. I put it out very clearly for everybody, all the committee members to see. And this is a practice I've been adopting with the PNB. I am trying to provide as much information as possible, as clearly or as simply, so that everybody can take a look. These are the numbers. Whatever I'm getting information, this is what I am presenting. And if we can make decisions, if we can make conclusions on the basis of these numbers, that will be the best information I can think of or I can provide.
Could I have a short follow-up?
Sure. Go ahead, Arpal.
All right. Yes. We have some historical stuff. However, what I'm thinking of is maybe the CFO has much more updated information, and also I know that looking at the past, at least for BAI, does not reflect the present very well. Also, BAI does not have a budget for FY16. And if you look at the BAI budget that was presented, it doesn't follow. I mean, BAI's tally came in at 61% of gold for this spring thaw. And so I'm just wondering that the CFO says that most of the money has come in by now, and if most of it had come in by May 31st, then I think that makes the 294 deficit number much scarier than if we were still going to get a substantial amount of it throughout the stations through June and July. I'm just trying to see what is being seen on the ground right now. I mean, I understand the past. I've watched these things, but I want to know if there's anything specifically that they can tell us. And is it, when you say most of it, is that 50%, 75% so far, or what?
I'd like
a number on that, because that's going to tell us how bad this is.
Yeah, I don't have that information, you are asking a very complicated question, because the problem is that some stations will also be running fund drives in the month of June. Like KPFK is one example. Then the WBI will also be running fund drive somewhere in the middle of July. KPFA is going to run a mini drive. So it's such a moving target that if you ask me that, say, whether this is done, like, say, all money has been collected, I can't say that, because the money will be coming in the subsequent months. I was very surprised to hear that KPFK will be running almost every month a fund drive for next 3 months. So if I have to put a kind of a hard number that says this 300,000 is good or bad or whatever it may be, I can't say that.
Paul, let me give you an example of how I might use the prior year's number. So in last year, fiscal 15, we had a total deficit of negative 224. And the first 8 months of this year, we're already at a cumulative deficit of negative 300. If we were just to do a linear forecast on that basis, it would come out to a deficit of about 400,000 at the end of the year. I mean, it's a very, very rough line, right? But
yeah. Well, short of
having detailed MEMSIS fulfillment reports as of May 31st from all five stations, I don't think you're going to have answers to the questions you're asking.
Well, I just note it looks like the problem is accelerating. That's all.
Yeah. Can I take a quick minute? Actually, let me clarify.
Go ahead, Sam.
I had sent two other statements which I forgot. And those were the key indicators. Those were the kind of a financial snapshot picture of WPFW and the Consolidated Pacifica Foundation. And if you look at those numbers, those are very glaring reminders how the key numbers have kind of worsened during this time period. And there was a simple comparison that I was making, 8-month average for fiscal year 15 with 8-month current. And what
you mean cumulative, not average?
Yeah, cumulative. And what is happening is that say our losses are doubled for this comparable time period. So that itself is a very, very good indicator where we are at this time. And in all categories of income, we are down substantially. I mean, if you look at the percentage, in some categories, we are down by almost 90%. So this is a historical perspective that we can have from the numbers that are already have been crunched and are kind of put into the Great Plains.
Adriana.
Yes, I have a question. Do we still use MEMSIS, or is being replaced?
Every unit uses MEMSIS.
We are still using MEMSIS.
Okay, perfect. And what about Great Plains? How many stations use Great Plains, and who in the national office knows Great Plains?
Now the team that say I'm setting up, because I have replaced a number of people from the old team, and we have a good team which knows accounting and Great Plains. Also, there are two senior accountants who know Great Plains. The other thing is that say for key executive people, it is not necessary. It is not important to know the Great Plains. It is more important to have the accounting concepts and the information analysis skills and techniques. That is what is mostly needed. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that say, now the team that we have, that is pretty skilled.
May I ask again the question? Who in the national office managed Great Plains, and which business managers from every station knows Great Plains?
We don't have business manager at KPFK, WBI, and WPFW. So that the three stations are vacant at this time. The business manager at KPFT knows Great Plains, and the KPFA. There are two people there who know. And then there are two people at the national office who know Great Plains.
And the archive.
And the archives, yes.
WPFW doesn't have a business manager. I heard that they did. That was hired somebody. I'm sorry. I mean,
that's a part time.
Nancy Sorden listening on the call.
Yes.
Could I clarify? Good.
Is that all right with you, Sam?
Yeah, she can clarify, but let me clarify that we technically call that a business manager, but technically he is not a business manager, and he was not hired with my approval. And he is working only for 10 hours a week.
Nancy?
Bud does know Great Plains. I know his duties as business manager are to basically just do entries right now, but he does know Great Plains, and we would like for him to be able to at least have view privileges, not any modification privileges, but just view privileges so that he can give us reports.
Okay. Anybody else to stack for discussion?
May I ask the last question?
Sure, go ahead, Adriana.
the PRA, the Pacifica Radio Archive, because we have central services. And I was asking for how much and which station or Pacifica Radio Archive their money, because when we will have that, Sam?
Yeah, I can send that tonight.
Thank you.
This is Serene.
Thanks for that, Sam. We'll open the stack back up. I've got Serene in first. Who else would like to be on? Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I sent to the NRC and the PNB some reports from PRA looking at overdue payments for some for premiums, but many for that portion of the central services. And I understand that in some cases the numbers that the national office has are different from those that PRA has. So in sending whatever you're going to be sending, Sam, if you could explain the differences, that would be much appreciated.
I had looked at the email. I think the differences are coming in from past years. So I will not be able to reconcile those differences. What I can send to the National Finance Committee is the statement that I have received from the business manager there at the PRA, and that is for 2016 only. And that is correct, because I have seen that for last so many months, and that would be kind of appropriate because I'm sending out the same, similar statement for the national office. Also. So that is the statement that I was thinking of sending out.
Okay. My other request, Brian?
Yeah, by all means, Serene.
This can, I'll make the request now, but I'd like the information sent to the PNB detailing all the hiring and unhiring at the national office. I mean, it's really all been in the National Finance Office, but I'd like that full report before we meet on the 7th.
So I'm writing the job descriptions and I'm and realigning job duties. It will take some time to make that whole presentation. But I can only say that, say, we are currently even short of staff as compared to 2015. And at the same time, we are trying to double the workload. Because if you might recall that in 2015 or 2014, we did not even prepare the balance sheet. And that is the biggest the roadblock that I'm facing at this time in completing the books for 2014 or 2015. Right now, the skills that we have replaced, those people can do the job with proper training and with proper experience. And that is going to happen. And at the same time, we have brought books from KPFT for WBAI and WPFW. That all we are handling here without hiring any additional staff. So we are extremely short. We are at least 1% short from 2015 standards, but we are still able to manage the whole thing. So I will complete this this whole process, but I don't think I will be able to do it before July 7th.
Sam, you know, it occurs to me there's one other thing. I'm sorry, Serene, were you done?
No.
I'm sorry, jumping. Go ahead.
Point of order.
Yes, sir, R. Paul.
Next meeting is July 6th.
That's correct. It's a special meeting.
My request is for the information to be sent to the PNB before its next meeting on the 7th. And I do not understand why it would... I mean, I know certainly for the next week or so your energies are focused because you're looking at a deadline of the 30th. But in the week following that, before the PNB meets, I don't see why it would be so difficult to give us a list of names of people who have been hired and removed from the national office, what their titles were and what their salary is. I mean, they're getting paid on a regular basis. You can just yank that information from payroll.
Good luck.
If it is a limited piece of information, then I definitely will be able to. But if it's a more expanded list, then I will not be able to. And the other thing is that I also have to be prepared to answer questions and to justify the steps that I have taken.
I appreciate your efforts and your observation of the deadline. Thanks.
So, Sam, one thing, Michael raised this, I don't know if he's still on the call, we need to come up with the central services formula for the upcoming budget year, and we should do that soon. And usually our starting point is the budget for the national office, because we base the central services on what is needed to balance the national office's budget. How soon do you think you and your staff can produce draft operating budget for the national office for fiscal year 2017?
So, Brian, this is the most difficult thing that I'm facing at this time. Let me give you some of the priorities that I'm working on at the, currently.
No, I don't need to. I understand you have priorities. So just, like, give us a sense of a timeline. I'm not saying do it fast. Balance your priorities according to your own judgment. But what should we plan around in terms of having a national office budget to review?
So let me think through. At this time, I cannot make a commitment because I don't want to fail my commitment.
Okay. Give it some thought and then write it on the list so that we can set up meetings accordingly. Paul?
Yeah. Previously, we've been told that the WBAI WPFW books were being moved to the national office. Has that happened yet?
Yeah, that has happened from June 1.
Thank you.
Anyone else to stack? We have up to 8 minutes remaining on the financial statement review.
Tony.
I've got Tony. Anyone else?
Hey, Dana.
Got Tony, then Adriana. Who else? Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I was just getting clarification on the books going to with BAI and WPFW. That's only temporary in terms of till we wrap up the audit. Is that correct?
The question that say I would like that to be temporary only. I am not in favor of keeping it at the national office for long. But the situation that we are looking at the BI and the PFW is if they cannot afford a business manager, then we have to think through what may be the option like. Because apart from keeping the books, it is also there's so much other information or so much other help that is needed. And that is the arrangement that we have to look into. So I will be I will be describing my ideas a few months later as I kind of wrap my hands around the process and procedures, because what I'm finding is when I'm bringing the books here at the national office that it's very bad. I mean, I cannot say in any other terms. The process and procedures are missing, and if I give examples, I cannot give examples actually on the open session. If I give examples, it'll be shocking.
Adriana.
Yes, I'm keep asking, do we solve then what you are, if I didn't misunderstand you, Sam, you said that the books from PFW and WBAI are already at the national office, but we keep having a part-time business manager at WPFW, but that business manager, for whatever reason, cannot even see what's going on. And the second thing, it means that the business manager from KPFT came back to full time for KPFT.
So the business manager
2014.
So the business manager at KPFT will revert back full time to KPFT. After the temporary work is done, the temporary work is that say she will have to complete the 2015 books, because right now there's no other person for WPFW to do this job. The business manager there at PFW was hired without my approval, and he is not qualified for that job. I cannot go into more detail.
I'm sorry. sorry, but...
Adriana, please let him finish. You can follow up afterwards.
We are in open session. I'm sorry, we cannot talk about employees in open session, right?
That's it's, not, it's not an employee. It's a contractor. Go ahead, Sam.
That is the reason why I made that statement, because he's a consultant. And I have, it's a limit of my tolerance and my patience that over the 5 months, I have written over a dozen emails and I've talked over the phone how to put the priorities and how to get the work done, which is very essential for the national office. In fact, I had to put in enormous amount of time to put together the cash flow that was needed. And that was not done by the person who was there, who was supposed to be doing this job. So I'm looking at that very carefully, and I will be taking some action. I have already put some specific guidelines and some specific deadlines which have to be followed. And if those are not followed, then action will follow, because I cannot continue to, conduct the business this way.
Nancy Sorden to the stack.
So, Nancy, I have to give priority to committee members over you. Is there anyone else who wants to speak first?
We are almost at the point where we're going to stop, and we need to, I need to give a caveat for everybody before we end the meeting. So before the end of the meeting, we may need a little short, fast motion from people, but I just want to make sure we don't end the meeting before then. Otherwise, we'll screw up the minutes.
We added the chat?
Yeah, we're 4 minutes away, our Paul. If you think something has to happen, do it now.
Okay. We have gotten a written report from the CFO, and I am sure that people will want that in the minutes. However, according to Roberts, you only get it in there if you make a motion to put it in the minutes. So if somebody wants to see the CFO's report in the minutes, you know, his printed thing put in there, should make a motion to have that happen.
Okay. I heard such a motion from Adriana Kasanov. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Thank you for dotting the I's and crossing the T's, R. Paul.
And could I ask that the CFO send me his report in something other than a PDF so that I can get it out of there with formatting? Thank you.
Sam, can you send it as a Word document?
Yeah, just for Paul, actually, because generally I would not like to. It can be edited by anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, to send it, you have his individual email address. Yeah. You can send it to him directly. Great. Yeah. Nancy, go ahead.
It was my understanding that we did have approval to hire the consultant, business manager, whatever you want to call him. We hired him as a business manager at the time. Maybe it was before you were with us, Sam. but I just wanted to clarify that. And I know that he has been sending you cash flow projections, because he's shown us what he has sent. I don't know I can't judge I can't judge them, but I know he's having difficulties because he's having trouble seeing Great Plains and reconciling bank statements with what Great Plains has, with what the business manager at Texas has. And I know that having 1, 2, 3 different places in the loop is really complicating things. And it seems to me that if people would just cooperate with each other, they probably could figure things out.
Nancy, you have been hearing one side of the story, because I have not been sharing the performance issues with you. So at this time, you don't know exactly what is going on. And I have been hearing these kind of stories, and that's the reason why I am drawing such a hard line. what he wanted to do was basically duplicate everything that was going on with the Houston and with the national office and put together his own policies and his accounting procedures. And that was not at all necessary, and he was not assuming the basic responsibilities, which is the payroll. Right now, say even today, we have been exchanging emails, and he was refusing to accept the payroll responsibility for even this June 30th payroll. Those are the essential tasks that have to be done. The second thing is that, say, he was giving two or three different kind of sets to sets of numbers to the LSB. And when I found out, it was surprising to me because those numbers were very different than the ones that I was presenting to the Finance Committee and to the PNB. So there was such a big disconnect between the two that I had to stop. I had to stop his action.
Right.
Nancy, please let him finish.
Okay. It'll be a very long discussion. We can. It's not say a personal battle, because otherwise I would not have waited for 5 months. I was willing to give the benefit of doubt, but now it has crossed the limits. So I will be putting some very hard benchmarks and standards. Still, I'm not taking the final decision. Still, I'm giving him the benefit of doubt. If he can turn around, if he can assume the essential responsibilities, I can support him. But if I cannot, then I cannot let him continue this way.
Okay, question. You're saying he has responsibility for payroll and not the other person at the station who we thought had responsibility for payroll?
Yeah, so he himself suggested that the other person should not have the responsibility because the other person is not so qualified. And this information is sensitive, so that should be dealt with by him and the station manager. But then when we asked him to complete the timesheets and the other things that are necessary, then he simply backed out from that. The second thing that I would like to mention, that for the health care, we had to send him 5 or 6 reminders, and there was 50,000 sitting in the bank account. And all the time he was refusing to send the money for $6,000. He was refusing to send the money for six days. Now, this is not an acceptable conduct from anybody. So I can go into specifics. I have 5 months of documentation for each subject,
okay,
each different issue.
This is Serene. Point of order.
Tony, too far into this.
Point of order.
Yeah, we're getting out of public session material. We're also out of time for the meeting. Hopefully that addresses your points of order. Unless there's a motion
to... I'd like to talk...
I have a motion to extend and I have a proposal.
Okay. So, Nancy, you should talk offline because since you're not a committee member, you shouldn't be taking up a lot of time in these meetings.
I am a director.
I understand that, which means you get to talk to Sam during PMD meetings.
I also get to be Finance Committee meetings.
I'm sorry, you what?
I also get to attend Finance Committee meetings if I, as a director.
I'm not aware of a motion to that effect. I'm certainly glad to have you as a courtesy. If you have a motion that's in effect, I'd love to see a copy of it. But you're not a member of the committee.
I know. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I don't think she's saying she's a member. She's saying as a director she can attend any committee meeting, which is policy.
Okay. I'm not aware of such a policy. Serene, you said you have a motion to extend?
I have a motion to extend by 5 minutes, and I have a proposal on how to proceed. So let's have no objections to the extension, please.
Okay, there's a motion to extend the meeting by 5 minutes. Is there any objection to extending? Okay, hearing no objection to the extension, we're extended until 43 past. We'll go back to the stack. After Nancy, we've got to our Paul. Stack's open.
Serene's on the stack.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I proposed that the PFW directors and the CFO and the station manager and the business people have a conference call in which they try to get straight who's doing what, because some of the, it also concerns me that the person who's being discussed is not here while a significant number of negative statements about their, quote, performance are being made publicly. I don't care whether you call them a contractor or a consultant or, you know, whatever. It seems to me that that is both inappropriate and unfair. So that's my solution. That's my suggestion for a solution. It's not a motion yet, but it could become one.
Okay, we've got 4 minutes remaining. Anyone else to stack?
I just want to make a quick comment. Can I?
Go ahead, Tim.
Can I? I have always been welcoming ideas and suggestions and communication and conversation with the with the directors and with the general managers and everybody who was involved. Right now, I was not getting that kind of level of support or level of, interaction. And it was just one-sided. Why is this kind of becoming an issue? Because why nobody now wants to take a look at the five-month history that has gone on and that has kind of culminated in this kind of a bad situation? I am not a kind of a person who would speak ill or who would speak bad about anybody, whether it may be a consultant or any employee, unless until there are some issues. And unless until I am put on the spot, what I object to is not having this discussion offline beforehand and asking these questions in an open session where I have to come out openly. That is my objection.
Yeah, this is Tony.
Go ahead, Tony.
I think all these particular discussions need to just take place between the general managers, the CFO, and the executive director. I really don't think the board need to be sucked into all of this type of discussion on this matter. This is something that should be handled on a management level to deal with it. CFO, general managers, and executive director to deal with that situation. Those are the parts that handle it. I don't want to see a whole board, committee, task force set up for this type of matter.
And no directors involved?
Amen.
I think it's an administrative matter, and then if it can't be resolved on an administrative level, then you get the board involved. That's the trouble that's part of the problem we're having. Directors and other too much directors involved in basically managers and executive directors' jobs. We need to let them deal with that, and if there's a problem, then the board steps in.
Adriana,
I just think
Adriana, please let him finish. Go ahead, Tony.
It's a matter for the CFO, the general manager at that station, and executive director to iron out these issues about the best way of resolving these type of issues. I don't think it is ripe enough to reach the board level to be discussing.
And stay out of it.
Adriana, were you requesting to be on the stack?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think that I agree that some discussions need to be in different levels. My only problem with this is I think that we are rewriting here the bylaws. I mean, employees decide they will not follow whatever, PMB order they decide. They have a bunch of reasons for, and they said, okay, you don't talk about it. We don't give you the information. Who cares what you think? And then that have to do with employees. But when we discuss something that we think that is not right, like overpaying somebody, hiring somebody, and paying somebody, and that somebody not doing anything, that, let employees do it. I mean, this is a double talk here. We ask, as a director, I need to fall into the resource of conducting director inspections because employees directly, ignore all the questions. They openly ignore all the orders from the PMB that is not elected. The PMB gives orders, mandates, and employees cannot say yes or no. Yes or no, there is the door. foundation, for profit or not, is exactly the way that that works. Then they make a shush if we talk about something that they don't like. They make a shush and don't ask questions because that is not good for the morale. And we keep having a niche for employees. That's the only thing that we are doing. Keep raising money, keep the foundation diet, just to keep the salaries being paid. And we are not paying the CFO, the auditors. We said already that is so important. The amount, the money is there. It's not true that it's not in the accounts. I can prove that. Doesn't matter that you will have in July some obligations. The reality is that money is there and we must pay the auditors. Don't give me that maybe in July you will need it. I don't care. We need to pay the auditors now. And we are, and obviously the employees are justifying refusing to pay. And we have proof of that in writing. What are we talking here? It's a bunch of propaganda. How good employees we have, I agree. We have a bunch of really good employees. But everybody is resisting to follow orders because they keep their little niche. What are here? Painted? Where are the bylaws? We don't care about the bylaws neither? Just propaganda.
We are at time for the meeting. If there's no further motions to extend, we are adjourned. Good night, everybody. We'll talk in 2 weeks.
Thank you for chairing, Brian.
Thank you.
Good night.